Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Your French kisses were fine. Your hips don't lie. It's in your eyes.
Out of your lips, your thighs, your hips. Don't lie, it's in your eyes. I make you say ooh la la with my French kisses. What you're missing, I know you want some of those French kisses. Come on, Alan!
Oh, French kisses.
I'm gonna make you say ooh la la, French kisses. French Kisses there by Alan Caddick. Imagine such a thing happening, an explosion in your mouth into a party in which everybody is invited. My name is Ian Lee. Who are you?
Catherine Boyle.
This is the Late Night Alternative, dear listener. You can listen to us on DAB, download the apps or go to talkradio.co.uk or by some crazy freak way. And Amy, if you could please zoom out ever so slightly, we are streaming the video online. It's a great idea. I wish I'd thought of it.
It's not happening on YouTube.
Okie dokie.
Someone needs to press play and record, please.
Have we got a blank taping, guys?
It's because we couldn't put it on while you played the song.
Okay, the song is finished, guys.
It's too hot for radio.
Alan Caddick, welcome to the show.
Hiya, Mark.
Hello, sir. What have you got for us?
I'm a bit confused from last night, actually.
You're a bit confused from last night, my love. Pourquoi? Yati, venxero.
You know my local team, Birmingham City? They went in their home ground for Coventry to play at, and they've drawn each other in the FA Cup. So why Blues away team
right.
when the home team is Rolando for Coventry?
Two things. One, I can't understand what you're saying. Two, I think you're talking about sport, which is basically you might have phoned up and spoken Chinese to me.
Well,
don't say it again.
Local sport.
I don't
to
know.
To you?
Local sport.
To you?
To the Birmingham West Midlands
to
area.
The Birmingham and West Midlands area. Yes, it's very local. To everyone else, who cares?
Birmingham City's only a kickaway team anyway.
What is going? Have you got a sausage roll in your mouth?
No, they had the Christmas number one last year.
Oh, for goodness sakes. For goodness sakes, what's going on with that boy? Good evening, dear listener. The Late Night Alternative. It's a late night phone-in show, unlike any other phone-in show. We're not going to have any Brexit tonight. We're not going to have any Big Ben's bongs.
No one is, by the looks of it.
That's the most ridiculous story. You know, people are, like, starving. Right, you know people are starving. You know this, Catherine, in this
I've
country,
heard that
people
rumor,
starve
yes.
to death. You know some kids are going to school without breakfast. You know that there are some elderly people who are being forced to stay in hospitals for months because there's no one to care for them. But
Yeah, but the bells.
The bells will make it all right. Let's spend £500,000. I know in the great scheme of things it's not a big difference, it's not a big amount. But £500,000 to ring the bells to symbolise Britain sliding off the edge of the cliff into financial ruin and oblivion. Or great success, depending on whence you come from. But I mean, wow, that's the big story. There'll be none of that. There'll be no Meghan Markle and her husband departing these shores. None of that. We'll just have a laugh tonight, can we? What day is it today? Friday?
Wednesday. Let me just see if it's scheduled in for Laughsville. I think we can sneak a couple in, yes.
It's Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
It's been Wednesday all day, turns out.
It feels like a Thursday at worst, Friday at best. I've got another two of these to do once I got this one out of the way.
Yeah.
03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call, whether you're listening to the radio, watching us online, whatever. It is, it's a phone-in show. It really is. So you can leave comments on the videos and stuff like that. But you know what? Tonight, I ain't got no interest in them, my partner. It's your phone calls that we're after. Lots to talk about. Cilla Black, novels, pasties, and Brian Blessed spouting the usual old guff. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Thomas. Good evening, Thomas.
Hi, Ian. It's Thomas from Monday.
Hey, it's Thomas from Monday. That's his surname, by the way, guys. Thomas from Monday.
It's actually my favourite, Thomas.
Yes. How you doing, ma'am?
Good. I followed your advice.
What was my advice? I didn't tell you to go and beat everyone up with nunchuckers, did I?
No,
thank
you
God
said
for that.
To, you said to, it'll all be all right in the end.
Yep. And now we've reached the end. How is it? Oh, he's gone!
Oh.
Maybe that was him. Let's get Thomas back, because I was keen to talk to Thomas. Thomas is a really nice young man who was struggling at big school, what we used to call big school back in the day.
It's a big transition, isn't it?
I don't think he's doing that. I think he's staying a boy, but it is big school is a huge change to make in one's life. It's a tough thing. I was terrified. I got beaten up, and so I learned to beat other people up. That's how I dealt with it. Not the best way to go. It would transpire. Not the best way. I really hated school, and I had a terrible, terrible time there. And honestly, I behaved appallingly, absolutely appallingly. Thomas isn't picking up. Thomas, give us a call back a bit later on when you're ready to have a chat with us again, my friend, and we will talk to you. 0344-499-1000. I feel like pressure because the cameras are on us. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It feels like people are watching us, which they are.
I'm sitting up as straight as I can.
I don't know. I feel very... how do your English say? Under the pressure. To be doing the great, this child.
Well, just ignore them and just do your thing.
Yes! What does yavol mean? Ja is obviously yes. Vol?
I think it's yavol? Like, isn't it like from like willing? Like gladly?
Yes, gladly.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Vol. Yes, vol.
Jawohl.
Jawohl.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to. My dream. This is my people say, well, Ian, you've been in movie, you've been in TV series. I have been in movie. You've been in TV series, you've won awards, radio shows, all of that stuff. What is your dream? What's your ambition? Have you got any dreams or ambitions left? Very, very simply, the only ambition I have left is to do an entire 3-hour show, Auf dem Deutsch, in German. It's the only ambition I've got. And I'm working towards it.
Ich kann nicht mit da zu helfen.
See, I don't know what that means. That's the problem.
I made it up. I mean, it's kind of German-ish, but I only did it for a year.
I think you mean Germanic. But I haven't got the skills. But one day, dear listener, one day, I fully intend to do the entire show in German. Here's what we've got tonight. Kath and I are going to talk a load of old nonsense, and you're welcome to join in. We'd also like to know the best... Oh, no, hang on a minute. Well, I was going to do something really important tonight, and I've completely forgotten what it was.
Well, you played ZZ at the top.
Yeah, that was it. I'm obsessed with that ZZ song. I can't stop singing it. It's even taken over the Dua Lipa earworm.
No,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah. French kisses. Let me give you... It is like, you know, 2 16-year-old boys have tried to write the sexiest song they know based on everything they know about sex.
French kisses?
And that's it. That's all they got, man. That's all they got. 0344-499-1000. I'm going to be honest, there isn't really that much in the newspapers today. It's a dry news day. Boiling hot in this studio for some reason.
Love it.
I'm very tempted to... You're wearing a jersey.
Wearing a jumper dress.
Okay.
It's winter.
Here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to take a break. When we come back, boom, we're going into the show. All guns are blazing. I'm feeling discombobulated because the cameras are actually working and we are streaming live. And that is genuinely... Isn't that funny? That's genuinely, partly because I know who's watching, but that is genuine. That's what I'm scared of. It is genuinely making me feel a little self-conscious. That's what it is.
Right, well, let's have a break. You have a word with yourself and we'll get back.
This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
This station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number. My favourite bullshiner in the world, without any hesitation.
Brian Blessed.
Oh, God, I love that man. What was the story he told about being in a park?
Oh, yeah, he saw a pregnant woman giving birth in the park. And, of course, I leapt to her aid. I pulled the infant from her.
He did, yeah.
And then I bit my way through the umbilical cord.
He chewed through what he calls the umbilical cord, which seems to me nonsense.
Did he tell the story about going to the toilet on Everest and it flying out because of the wind and then landing in his hood?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he... but what's great? I mean, he's got to be 90, 83. He is the best self-public... He is fake news.
Yes.
Before fake news became a thing. Mm-hmm. He is, just goes out there and says it with such conviction that half people go, yeah, that's true. The other half go, well, it's not true, but I don't mind.
But all the journalists write it down.
I love it. So here's what we got today. Booming Brian Blessed loves himself more than his own wife and daughter. The 83-year-old who shares daughter Rosalind with his actress wife Hildegard Neal.
Yeah.
Who's Hildegard Neal? That's a great name.
Mrs. Blessed.
Okay. Says he can't wait to see himself in the mirror each morning. Asked if he ever felt uncomfortable out of his body, he said, no, no, I love myself more than I love Rosalind or my wife. Oh, he talks quite a bit here. Hang on. I look in the bathroom mirror. And I'm a cross between a Yeti and a gorilla, but I love it. The big-voiced Flash Gordon star also revealed his shock at being asked to join the Cats musical when it hit the West End in 1981. He said, oh, jeez, I wish I hadn't started this now. I've set the precedent. My agent rang up and said... now we find ourselves in a quandary. Because he's now going to quote his agent. So... do I do Brian Blessed's voice? Do I do the agent's voice? Or do I do Brian Blessed doing the agent's voice?
He would probably do the agent's voice.
So I have to do Brian Blessed doing
the
agent's
voice. Yeah.
Okay. He said, my agent rang up and said, they want to see your first thing, so called Cats.
What?
They want... How would they? My agent rang up and said... I'm trying to do... like, this is the 80s, so I'm not... stereotyping, but I am a little bit. I'm trying to do a slightly camp,
right,
theatrical agent, mm-hmm, as being voiced by Brian Blessed.
Right.
So this would be like 1980.
Blessed wouldn't care. He'd just plough in there.
He'd go full camp.
Yeah.
My agent rang up and said, oh, I want to see you for a stage show called Cats. Oh, I mean, that's like offensive to everybody. I said, Cats? Effing gorillas, maybe?
Ooh.
Bears? Rosalind, also an actor, that's the daughter, has penned The Delights of Dogs and the Problems of People, which covers such subjects as divorce, stalking, abusive relationships and eating disorders. The 44-year-old said she based some of the content on her own experiences, which Blessed said he knew only a little about.
Wow. I imagine it's quite hard to get a word in when your dad's Brian Blessed.
I was sat in a foyer. Well, you know I was because I texted you. Mm-hmm. I was sat in a foyer and Brian Blessed walked in and we're in a voiceover agency. And I was thrilled. You see famous people all the time in this business. Earlier on I saw Mark Goodyear. But Brian Blessed walked in. You could just feel the air being sucked out of the room and there was a gravitational force pulled. He was eyeing the room up for a woman about to give birth.
Yes.
No doubt. But I love a bit of Blessed.
He's a force of nature, that's for sure.
Yeah. 0344 499 1000. Now, we are streaming the show online today if you want to have a watch. It's a great idea. I wish I'd thought of it myself. But isn't it funny? Maybe this is just a coincidence. We've got no phone calls. And I wonder. That was something when we streamed the show a lifetime ago that we found that the novelty of watching it mm-hmm. seemed to somehow slow down the number of calls that come in. Now, I didn't listen to James's show because I was busy prepping this and, if you're honest, me and Kath were patting ourselves on the back a little bit. So I don't know. Did James get many calls, Amy?
Around about the usual amount.
Around about the usual. So it's,
but it has gone down since Christmas in general. So
has it?
Not on the 10 till 1. I'll have thee know.
Here's what I found when you start going on streaming sites and doing the visuals and that. People start talking to each other rather than us.
Yeah, there is that. There is that, isn't it? On Twitch and YouTube and things, it's easier to communicate immediately with other people. I mean, it's the future, and we have said this for the last 6 years, because we were doing it at the other place, mm-hmm. 7 years. It is the future, because very few people listen to this on a radio. You know, I've got a DAB radio in my bedroom, and I don't really use it. I listen to stuff on my phone, which means I can listen to radio stations all across the world, podcasts, I can watch Twitch, I can watch stuff. So if I know there's a visual element to it, well, then I might as well I fall asleep quite often listening to the radio or, more recently, watching streamers on Twitch. But I have the phone face down and I fall asleep listening to it. So right. I don't know. It's the future. I mean, the radio box itself, that can't be around for...
No, I was thinking my 11-year-old is getting to the age where I was listening to late-night radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, this show 2.0 is probably more listener-friendly to a younger listener. Not, you know, it's still a late-night show.
Late-night alternative 2.0, guys, welcome.
Is it time? And I was thinking, why am I buying her a radio? It's going to be obsolete. She's going to get a phone soon enough and then she'll be listening on that, won't she?
Yeah. I'm really sorry because my 10-year-old, who just turned 10, got a phone for Christmas.
Yeah.
And he got it out in front of your 11-year-old.
Yeah.
And there was a real... Oh.
Yeah, you know why?
Because
she's like one of the last ones in her year to get a phone. I've really resisted.
Yeah.
I don't think she needs one. Next year when she starts walking a longer way to school... That's when
boy doesn't take it to school. Boy doesn't take it to school.
Well, the school encouraged us
what?
To give them phones. Yeah,
what?
So that if anything were to happen and they'd need a lift or they need us to pick them up or whatever.
That's
it's about 2 miles to the high school from my house.
That's insane. The kids, I don't think, are allowed to take phones to school.
Well, here's what happens at the high school. They take the phones and they have to leave them in a box and pick them up at the end.
Okay. My son is great, right? He's a great guy. But he doesn't take the phone to school. Isn't obsessed with it. He keeps leaving it lying around. Keeps leaving it, like, in the kitchen or something, and he'll go in the living room, and I'll hear it pinging, and it's me that's getting annoyed. Not annoyed, that's an exaggeration, but it's me that's getting slightly frustrated because I can hear it pinging... Because he's getting messages. But he doesn't have the Pavlovian reaction of, oh, there's a ping, I've got to look.
No,
oh, there's a ping.
Because he's still thinking of it as something that is for him to use for himself rather than something that he needs to serve.
Yeah.
Which is what happens to grown-ups, isn't it?
I wonder. I wonder if it will be different for the this generation that have all that will have always had handheld technology with them. I do think there is something about holding things, and I'll tell you why. As a drug addict in recovery, right? When I was just a stoner, I would always walk around the house with a skinning up board. So it was a little bit of cardboard that someone had painted, and it had Rizzlers and it had tobacco and it had weed or hash on it. Would always carry it around so I could just sit down in front of the telly and skin up. And then when I progressed to cocaine and became ravaged by cocaine, I'd carry a Coke. I'd carry a CD that had rolled up tenor and a wrap of Coke. I would just carry it around with me. And I've really noticed that the reason I'm saying this is not to make light of that, of course, as regular listeners will know, but the carrying around of the phone around the house, going from room to room, to me, is exactly the same as carrying around that CD that's smeared in cocaine and got a rolled up 20 in.
I've noticed it with you. Like, when you go to the loo, you take your phone.
I do. I really, really do. It's that thing of, I need to hold this. We got loads of calls. Dan, Lee, Alistair and Danny. I'll come to you in a second, I promise, but the old engines are starting to kick in. It's exactly the same thing. It's an addictive thing of, I need to have this just in case. Just in case someone says something on Twitter about me. Just in case. And it's the same thing with the skinning up board and the Coke
CD. So it's an emotional prop. It's a crutch.
Well, I don't use it to walk on. I mean, it's not really big enough.
How about if I get you a blankie?
Oh, I'd love a blankie.
I'd love a blankie.
Oh, I'd love a blankie.
I never had one. My parents are too no-nonsense.
Oh, I used to love my blankie. My blankie. I love a blankie. Let's go to Lee. Good evening, Lee.
Bonjour, monsieur. Catherine, my favourite.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it's Lee.
It's creepy Lee.
It's Cockney Lee.
Yep. Just two quick things.
It won't be with you.
It'll keep on. If you keep batting in here, I didn't get a bell the first time that I rang.
Okay, well,
but you've got to right Cockney knees up, which is better than a bell, surely.
Okay.
True. You don't get a bell now. The bell is only for long-term listeners, first-time caller.
Now, I don't speak French, but I'm going to give it a go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I have a 10 square centimetre fist. And if that Daniel rings up anymore, I'm going to run it down.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. I thought we had Kat here on the line there for a second. Good evening. Good evening, Dan.
Hi, hello, hi Ian, hi Kath.
Hi Dan.
I've listened to you for about 3 years and this is the first time I've ever called in.
Get that bell out.
Hang on.
hang on. That's for
amazing,
you.
Amazing. But we met at the Rabbit Hole in Manchester.
Prove it, Dan.
I was the man that was on stage with you and I said my fiancée thought you were a prick.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, I remember that. Gosh, wow. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Jeez.
You're welcome.
Can I take that bell back?
The reason I was calling up was about Brian Blessed, but you've then gone on to a topic which was even more fascinating. But
Do you not know how conversations work?
No, I don't.
Well, you can go back to stuff that we've talked about.
We're going to go back.
It's not linear. We're not analogue. We're digital.
Brian Blessed...
joke went better than I thought it would.
Grampy Pig in Peppa Pig.
He's what?
Brian Blessed is Grampy Pig.
Okay.
In Peppa Pig. And I found this out the other day.
Right.
And he gets like £1 million now for every series of Brian...
No, Brian Blessed does not get £1 million for every series of Peppa Pig.
I don't know the facts.
You're thinking of The Simpsons, where the cast from that get $1 million an episode.
Wow.
Hey, Brian Blessed does not get £1 million per series of Peppa Pig.
He may have claimed that.
Yeah, he would have said it.
Brian Blessed probably did as he was, like, giving birth to a child.
Yes.
but helping the child give birth. But I was actually listening to you about the whole social media and holding on to things.
Yes.
I was diagnosed with anxiety about 6 months ago. And
you still could pull the bridge. Okay.
It's fascinating how you say about holding on to things. Yeah. I can't put my phone down.
Yeah.
Because I find myself having to constantly look at social media and see what people are saying and see what people are saying around me. Also seeking approval as well about everything that I do. And it's quite scary that social media can have such a hold over a person's life.
There will be, I've said this for years now, and we're really close to it. I bet it's happening in California right now. I bet. There will be, like, we have 12-step meetings for alcoholics and drug addicts and overeaters and gamblers and sex addicts and sex and love addicts. There will be some form of social media or technology or phone addict anonymous where you will sit in a room and you'll go, my name's Ian, I'm a phone addict, and I managed to go all of yesterday without looking at my phone and going on Twitter, and then at 9 o'clock, yeah, I just felt this anxiety and I had to go on and I looked at it and I just feel awful. That's what's going to happen.
They already sell dummy phones. You can buy, like, a block with... Yeah. with buttons, wow, on it, so that you, if you need to have that, no, thing, in, yeah, you can.
No, but I know they can, but that's not going to do anything. That's not going to do. I'd rather have a blankie, or like a Tommy Tippy.
Because I tried going cold turkey. I tried taking myself off all social media for quite a while, and it didn't work. Like, I found myself wanting to get...
You can't take yourself... When you say you took yourself off it, did you delete your accounts?
Yeah, I deleted Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
But you have a period of grace, don't you, of like 90 days or something, where you can reactivate it simply by logging in?
So with Twitter, I had to create a new handle because I'd gone outside of that time.
Okay.
You can just reactivate it. But
that's the same as, right, me going to my dealers, guys, please, I'm done, I'm out, thank you so much, but I'm done. And then a month later, you get a text saying, Ian, I know you've given up, but we've got some amazing stuff in, right? And for you, it's half price. And you go, well, it would be rude not to. Half price.
Yeah.
It has been proven that these things do the same things as Class A drugs. They fire off the same things in the brain, the neurons, the neural pathways are programmed to create pleasure. You can change the way your neural pathways are programmed. And they're programmed right now for pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. We're like rats in a maze who know at the end of the maze there's going to be a little bit of grain. And we're all heading for that little bit of grain. And then we get the grain and it's unsatisfying. That's where we're at, Dan.
No, he's right. I understand why social media is there, because in the industry I'm in, I'm away for a lot of the year.
So?
So it's good to check in with family.
No, it's not.
Exactly, they're up.
No, it's not. Phone calls, letters and emails.
No, you're right. And we should be writing more. We should be emailing more.
Yeah.
But we're not. It's so easy and so quick for us to take a picture of the child doing whatever and upload it to social media. It's so quick, it's so instant.
Yeah. Dan, listen, nice to talk to you, man. Thank you very much indeed.
I wonder whether people ever wrote drunk letters and then regretted it in the morning. You know, because, like, the drunk text that everyone's probably done and wish they hadn't.
0344 499 1000. Why my thing this year, a little bit before this year, is to take more care over my texts and my emails. Because when I text, I'll allow spelling mistakes and bad punctuation and shorthand and stuff. And I really have been trying. It's an effort to take, particularly more with emails and texts, but with texts to a certain extent, to not abbreviate. So you can send an email saying, yeah, I'd love to do that, cheers. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to make my emails, saying that I sent a really brief one today, but I'm trying to make my emails more like letters. Not long and lengthy, but more of a, hey, thoughtful. Steve. Yeah, hey, Steve, thanks for that. I really appreciate you asking about that. It's interesting. I think I'd like to do that. When were you thinking? Hope everything's great with you. I'm fine. All the best, Ian. Do you know what I mean? Instead of a what? And I did one today that was, yeah, I could be up for that. Where and when? That's lousy. So I'm going to, for tomorrow, all I can do is keep it in the day. For tomorrow, I am going to send texts. The plural of text and emails is that are better. Danny, James, Alistair, stay there. We'll come to you in a bit. 0344 499 1000, the late night alternative. You can listen on DAB. Download the app, go to talkradio.co.uk, or if you go to the Talk Radio page on YouTube, You can watch us as well in all our heavenly glory. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
Late night conversation, wealth, losing sleep.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.